You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Morning. Countries have rushed to dispatch aid, personnel and equipment to help rescue efforts in earthquake-stricken areas of Turkey and Syria. The European Union has mobilized search and rescue teams, whilst the Copernicus satellite system has been activated to provide emergency mapping services. At least 13 member countries have offered assistance. The EU said is also ready to offer help to Syria through its humanitarian assistance programs. Spain was preparing to send two urban search and rescue teams to Turkey with 85 personnel and a contingent of volunteer firefighters. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday urged the European Union to reindustrialise to end its reliance on energy, microchips and food from outside the bloc and to learn the lessons of shortages provided by the COVID pandemic and the war in Ukraine. Shortages triggered by dependence on countries outside of the 27-nation EU highlighted a serious threat to the competitiveness of our companies and to the security and welfare of our fellow citizens, Sanchez said. He pointed to microchips and personal protective equipment from Asia during the pandemic and Russian natural gas and grains during the war in Ukraine. Sanchez was giving a speech in Madrid to outline policy priorities before Spain assumes the rotating presidency of the EU Council in the second half of this year. Meanwhile, the economy minister, Nadia Calviño, said Spain and Portugal were urging the European Commission to present its proposal on a new fiscal rule for the bloc. EU finance ministers have been debating how to adapt the fiscal framework to the new reality of huge public debt and large investment needs to combat climate change. Current rules force member countries to curb deficits and rein in public debt. In September, the International Monetary Fund said the EU should set up a fiscal capacity to pay for EU public goods, link the pace of debt cuts to individual country risk, and let independent fiscal councils play a bigger role in policy. Some travellers were hit again yesterday as air traffic controllers began their second day of planned strike action. The strike in the privatised control towers of various Spanish airports began on January the 30th. Yesterday's industrial action was the second in a series of five, taking place every Monday until February the 27th and involves around 160 workers. Flight disruption is believed to have been minimal so far, but one union chief has indicated that industrial action could continue all the way through Easter week or maybe even the summer. They say they are the worst paid air traffic controllers in Europe and the only ones who have to pay for their own training. Minimum service have been set by the government depending on the types of route. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.